Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From my Washington, D.C. studio, Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning, my people. Keith Jackson, the college football announcer, always had a famous slogan, Jay, whoa, Nelly. That probably describes a lot of Obama supporters after this leak video of Mitt Romney was released last night by Mother Jones. And now we know that the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter played a role in leaking this video or getting it out there. And I want folks to hear in Mitt Romney's own words how he feels about the supporters of President Obama. This is what he said about the 47%, if you will, of voters who are going to support the president.
There are 47% of the people who will vote for the president no matter what. All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe that they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. But that's an entitlement, and government should give it to them. And they will vote for this president no matter what. And I mean, the president starts off with 48, 49, 40, he starts off with a huge number. These are people who pay no income tax. 47% of Americans pay no income tax. So our message of low taxes doesn't connect. And he'll be out there talking about tax cuts for the rich. I mean, that's what they sell every 4 years. And so my job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them. They should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. What I have to do is convince the 5 to 10% in the center that are independent, that are thoughtful, that look at voting one way or the other, depending upon, in some cases, emotion, whether they like the guy or not.
Now, this is what Mitt Romney had to say about what the stock market will do if he is elected president over President Obama.
They'll probably be looking at what the polls are saying. If it looks like I'm going to win, the markets will be happy. If it looks like the president's going to win, the markets should not be terribly happy. It depends on, of course, which markets you're talking about, which types of commodities and so forth. But my own view is if we win on November 6th, there will be a great deal of optimism about the future of this country. We'll see capital come back, and we'll see, without actually doing anything, we'll actually get a boost to the economy. If the president gets reelected, I don't know what will happen. I can never predict what the market does. Sometimes it does the exact opposite of what I would have expected. But my own view is that if we get a tax again, as they call it, January 1st with this president, and with a Congress that can't work together, it really is frightening.
Let me help our audience. Since President Barack Obama took office, the stock market is up 74%. Also, when Mitt Romney talks about these 47%, basically they're moochers and all they want to do is take from the government, half of the people who do not pay taxes are senior citizens, okay? 16 million households. 2 million households don't pay income taxes because they receive education tax credits because those folks are in school. That's according to the Tax Policy Center. What Mitt Romney's actually talking about, David Brooks of the New York Times, a conservative, writes today, or actually yesterday, that actually he's talking about white voters, white Republican voters. So Mitt Romney, when he's talking about the people who are receiving government entitlements, he's talking about the very people who are likely to vote for him. And so here's a rich guy in a room with a bunch of other rich guys laying out this narrative, this Republican MO that, oh, those folks just want handouts. This is a huge, huge deal, Tom, for Mitt Romney, one that he can't dance around. And to show you, Sybil, how concerned he is, last night he held a late night news conference. Well, he pretty much said, I'm not apologizing for anything. I inartfully or unelegantly spoke about this issue. You got conservatives who are saying, what in the world is this man doing? But it goes to show you when he says, I'm not going to worry about those people. I can't convince them. So how do you want to be president of the United States if you simply believe half of the country are nothing but moochers? And so all of these conservatives are running around trying to defend Mitt Romney as best they can. Remember 2008 when they went nuts when President then Senator Obama said, Republicans cling to their guns and religion. This is probably 20 times worse, that particular comment. He showed who he actually is, and he is going to have considerable issues moving forward. Doesn't mean the election is over, obviously, but it is clear that Mitt Romney does not give a flip about half of this country. He simply thinks you're just taking money. And I would just be surprised, Tom, you're an entrepreneur, the co-founder of Costco, the former CEO of CarMax. Here are all people who are actually job creators. People who are out there making things happen. I wonder how it feels to be called a moocher who does nothing but take from the government if you believe in supporting President Obama.
Mm. He said moocher?
He basically said that's what he basically is saying. This is the difference between the people who take and the people who create. He believes the people, Republicans, are creators. Democrats are takers. They just take from the government. They want housing. They want food. They want clothes. That's all they do is take, 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 and they don't give back.
And, Roland, how do you feel his supporters, the Republican Party, his staunch supporters, feel about him now?
Well, that's how the actually, they that is.
They have, that they hasn't is, changed.
That won't change. That won't change. The problem, though, is now he's talking about he's appealing to that 7-10%. How are they feeling now if he really thinks that, guess what, you might be a moocher, too?
Uh-huh. Okay, Roland.